You are listening to the official Hitch Diving Cape Town podcast, episode 4.
Episode 4.
The subtitle for this week's episode is A Tale of Two Markets.
The Tale of Two Markets.
Yesterday we went to the Old Biscuit Mill with our friend Parm. And if you are in Cape Town and you're like, man, I wish there were more white people around me, go to the Old Biscuit Mill.
White people with a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so this essentially was a rich person's flea market.
Yeah.
And just to give you an idea of like the poshiness of this, they had lots of barrels of hay. But the barrels of hay were wrapped in plastic.
Yeah. So, bales.
Bales of hay were in like...
To sit on.
Yeah, they were just in these like real thick plastic cases. So God forbid you get hay on your butt.
Yeah, and it was... We went there at 10 a.m. and everybody was drinking.
Oh my God!
Everybody's walking around these little booths
and they hand out glass, like
with
glasses
of wine. Yeah, it was so weird.
It was so bizarre.
So we did that yesterday,
and they had some fun stories, whatever.
I'm not upset that we went there. It was definitely an interesting experience and stuff. And I think that it's one of the hundreds of things here that we were like, oh, Vicky, my mother-in-law, Colin's mom, would like this.
Yeah,
but today. We went to a different market in Houts Bay.
Yeah, which it's in a prettier area that was probably 20 kilometers.
Last week when we went to Camps Bay, Houts Bay is like down the road a piece in the same direction.
Yeah, so it's a really, really pretty drive, and there's a, you know, it's probably like 10 kilometers or whatever. Do the math. 10 kilometers like along the coast, and the coast is just... beautiful. And like today was really scary
in an automatic car.
Yeah, and it was like really rainy and stuff today, and like it was real foggy like in certain areas, but it was like a high fog, so when we were driving up through the mountains it got really, really foggy, but then when we were
you'd get underneath that fog layer and then it would suddenly be very clear, but with this thick dark cloud on top. It was very striking.
Yeah, but it was cool, and like the bay and stuff is just really, really pretty.
The water's so blue.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go out there on a sunny day.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to this market at Houts Bay, and that was much more our speed. It was, A, more affordable, B, better variety, just... And
it was bigger, too.
It was bigger and funkier. It was just... It was more fun. It was more our speed.
We went with one of my coworkers,
Anna,
and that was super fun.
Nice girl, and she's one of the more recent additions to Colin's lab. So, yeah.
And she's the person I'll be working with most.
Yeah, so she really has been a great resource for us. With like, she just got through this hard adjustment that we are going through right now.
Yeah.
So she's been really, really helpful with like, this is the cheapest internet, this is the cheapest cell phone, this is the cheapest car insurance, so...
Yeah. So, anyway, she's awesome, so we went out there, which was great. These markets and stuff have incredible food.
Oh, my God.
And we had... You got a photo.
Oh, there will be a photo. So, probably the best sandwich I've ever had in my entire life.
It was essentially like a sirloin steak on homemade bread with some probably locally grown...
With rocket.
Rocket is like lettuce.
Arugula.
And tomatoes, and then some like other like spices and stuff.
And they put like just the right amount of olive oil on the bread. And then Colin got it with mustard and onion marmalade. I didn't, because I was nervous about that.
Anyway, it was absolutely phenomenal.
The meat, so like, it was...
Look at the picture. Look at the picture right now.
But
it is so good.
What I want to say is that I normally am kind of squeamish about rare meat because I hate when it's cold.
Oh my God.
I hate eating cold meat. Obviously rare beef is delicious, but this was somehow perfectly rare.
Yeah, they know how to do meat
warm.
Here.
It was warm all the way through. It was so good.
It was so good.
The best thing that happened at this market today though was a particular piece of art, which I will also put up on the blog. caught everyone's eye. Anna looked at it and said, "Oh, look at the one with the bums." And
oh my god,
Colin looked at it and said, "Look at the one with the badonkadonks."
Badonkadonk. Okay, so oh my god,
we saw this painting, and
they just those they're. Okay, so butts can be mesmerizing. You know, there are like sexy butts, you know, and there are just like champion butts, and there are flat butts, and there are round butts, and then there's the badunkadunk katunkatunks. And this is the tunkatunks, straight up, like you wanna make a pillow out of that tussy. Like you wanna relax, you wanna curl up with a good book, with a good TV show, and just like relax on that butt with your face. Like she could even be farting and shit. Like that's how good that butt is, right? Like look at that. Look at those round glorious.
We're looking at them right now.
Oh my god. So anyway, so yeah.
On top of the round glorious butts, it's just a very nice looking painting.
Original piece of artwork.
And we met the artist.
Nice. I got his email and stuff, and I said that, you know, I really think that, you know, people in my family would really like this. So, but just great. It's just like these two women in a township, you know, carrying
water,
I assume, water on their heads, and it catches my eye, and it is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, so it was a really, really good day. And then we came back here, and it was like pouring rain.
Yeah.
But then we went because it's Parm's last day here. That's
Parm,
our Canadian friend
we met last week.
And we went to the bar that Robin and I really like down at the waterfront.
Mitchell's.
Yeah, and we hung out there for a few hours, and also catching cabs here, which we've been doing just so we could drink a little more, was, you know, interesting.
Parm really helped us because Parm is very...
She one tough cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows what she's doing. She will walk up to a guy and be like, "Can you take me to here for 40 rand? Whereas we're like, we would like to go
We would
here,
like to
please.
Walk into your cab, and please don't mug us."
Oh, speaking of mugging, we had our first pseudo-mugging.
That is not accurate.
You never would have given him that money if he hadn't started
Kuhn!
Out with "I have a knife."
Kuhn, okay, that is a fact.
Okay.
However, okay.
A guy approached us on the street, we were out after dark. He approaches on the street, and he was, you know, you just know when someone comes up to you if they're going to ask for money or not. And
he was soaking wet. It was rainy.
It was raining all day.
And it's just, this is like one of those things where like he just was just not in a good situation. Like
he is someone who I definitely would have given whatever small bills I had. We didn't have any small bills.
We didn't have any small bills with us. He said, "Don't make me get my knife out. I don't want to mug you. Just give me some money."
Right.
And he wasn't being...
threatening.
He was not being threatening at
all. From the inherent threateningness of gesturing towards your pocket and saying, "I feel like I want to rob someone. Don't make me take my knife out."
Yeah.
If you could say that in a non-threatening way,
he did. He was walking that line of, I want money, and... I will take it if I need to. Anyway, so we were talking to him a little bit, and Robin had like a few coins or whatever, and like he started to cry, and so then I was like, okay, I was like okay, and so like I went into a while. I was like, "Look, here, so here's some money," and so we gave him some money that, and I was like, "Listen, buddy, don't open with 'I have a knife.'" That's not good. You need money. Well, I'll give you something. But next time, I was like, "I'm gonna give you 100 rand, which is significant. I mean, it's, you know, it's like $12 or whatever. But 100 rand, I'll give you a few meals. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Look, don't open with 'I have a knife.'" Anyway, and so he was really, really thankful. Robin and I are both in the camp of, you know, it's worth giving them money and being a fool. Giving them some money, being a fool, the fool that gave them money, as opposed to the people that, like, didn't give money and got punched or stabbed in the chin. Another thing that happened this week is we bought a car.
Yep. We bought a 1997 Toyota Corolla.
Oh man, it's straight up pimping. It is straight up pimping. It is midnight blue.
I would say it's more of a cerulean blue.
It is a like cerulean a cool blue. It is like a cool breeze. It's got four tires, four wheels. It's got a steering wheel. It has an engine that...
Seat belts.
It's got seat belt.
It's got windows that roll up and down.
They roll up and down. It has mirrors. Like, it has a rear view mirror.
It has two side view mirrors. Tight
side view mirrors that aren't electric that you have to just, like, use the nozzle.
Just knob it.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking sweet. Okay. So, yeah. So we got a car. We bought this from a coworker of mine's friend. Yeah. And, you know, he's really nice and stuff. And he says it's reliable. But, you know, it's a car that we would never buy in the States.
Right.
But, you know, you need it to get around here. And it's an automatic, you know, so Robin will be more comfortable driving it. And she did drive some.
I actually drove it. Yeah. As I posted on Facebook. But I think that the thing with this car is that it's, like, it's just shitty enough that we don't care if
we get, like, sideswiped and shit like that. We're not going to repair anything.
Yeah.
But there is a pretty sweet racing stripe on it that was made from a sideswipe.
Yep.
So, anyway, so I'm sure we'll throw up some hot picks.
Okay, the other thing we really wanted to talk about this week was we got TV.
Yeah, TV is good.
And I blogged about how reality television here is the same as it is back home, and it's kind of fun. But one thing in particular that we want to talk about is the commercials here.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three. They can't really sell as much advertisement. First of all the shows kind of run on like a weird schedule. It's like, you know, a show will start at 2010 as opposed to starting at everything starting on the hour or on the half hour. It's like TBS from 1991. So it's like every hour-long show is only booked for 50 minutes. And there's just not that many ads. You see the same ads over and over again. And our favorite advertisement is from what is it called? NAMPAC. And it's just an advertisement about aluminum cans. And it's basically people being cool with cans. And all of the cans are just plain, but they say can on them. And I hope I can get a screenshot or something to put it on the blog. It's like just people...
They're like dancing, like cool dancers. Or like they're like
and they're flirting. Yeah, it's like every beer ad and Step Up movie you've ever seen.
Just combined, yeah.
Condensed into a 60-second ad... glorifying aluminum.
Yeah, we don't even know what the point is.
Yeah, so we went to NAMPAC's website for their can propaganda, and it was like, when we were watching this, I was like, maybe there's a lot of bauxite in South Africa, and that's why they're doing this to, like, encourage the bauxite industry. Nope, there's none. It's just that it's a packaging company, and I guess that they spend less money on aluminum than they do on glass and everything else, so they're, like, trying to encourage people to drink out of cans.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a really dumb note to end on. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Shit, we should have ended with the mugging, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, I know what we should end on. Talk about your new friend.
What?
The kitty.
Oh my God, you mean Chloe. Oh my God, so there's this kitty, it's super cute, and there's a kitty. It's a kitty, and it's super cute. It's like, okay, so it's a little white kitty, and it has, like, brown spots.
Orange spots.
And then, oh my God, it's super cute. And it likes my super stinky running shoes, and so it always, like, hits its head on it. Anyway, it's super cute, and in the mornings when I go run and, like, work out, like, on the treadmill or run or whatever, and I'm, like, walking back to the room, a lot of times it follows me back up to the room, and it nuzzles me, and it sticks its little head on my feet, and it's like a super cute, and I like to squeeze it, and I pet it, and I want to kiss it, but I won't kiss it, because I can't kiss it, but I want to kiss it so much. It's such a cute kitty. Oh my God, I want to scream, and I want my own kitties, and I miss my kitties. There's a window kitty and a stew kitty back at home, and they're sitting there, and they're probably happy kitties, but sometimes I think I have nightmares about them not being in good kitties. Because, like, sometimes I think about them being in the darkest timeline, and then Wendell Kenny and the Stu Kenny are sand candies, but they're not sand candies, but then I have a Chloe Kenny here. This is like kind of hanging out over here, please. It's like super cute.
All right, so that was our awesome week of buying a car, saying goodbye to Parm, missing home, going to markets.
Episode 4, signing out. Meep, meep, meep.
You are listening to the...
Podcast 4!
You are...
Podcast 4!
You are listening to the official Hitch Dives and...
Podcast 4!
You are listening to the official Hitch Dives and...
Podcast 4!
Podcast episode 4.
I got tired because, like, every time you would say, like, episode 4, and then there would be some pause, and then I would be like, episode X.
You are listening to the official Cape Town... You are listening to the official Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 4.
Episode 4! We should probably not... Episode 4.
You are listening to the official Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 4.
Episode 4.
Ooh, very nice, bringing the Spanish in.